My name's Eli. I am from Williamsburg. I'm down here with Heritage Radio Network. We've been broadcasting live the entire festival from inside the podcast studio over there with La Crusade. And I'm excited to be chatting with you for a little bit. This Jessica is the chef de cuisine at KR Steakhouse in Atlanta. And she is closing out the Campfire Confessionals for Springer Mountain Farms. What are you making on this contraption right here? What have you got going?
Yeah, so we've got a smoked chicken bone broth. We figured it'd be a little bit lighter and restorative after drinking all weekend. But just in case, we also have crostinis that have been griddled with a little bit of duck fat and roasted shallots.
So not really that light at
all. Not really restorative at all.
Cool, so duck fat grilled bread. That sounds totally delicious. What kind of restaurant is KR Steakhouse for people that haven't been to Atlanta and visited you there? Is it a modern steakhouse? Is it traditional? What do you do?
Yeah, so it's fairly modern. It's a steakhouse with an Italian flair. So we make all of our own handmade pasta doughs. We have a lot of antipasti and salumi options. But we also have just some really, really good steak. We have a wood fire grill in our kitchen. So every steak is cooked over open flames and kind of just try and impart as much flavor into everything as possible.
Is there a specific cut that you just love working with? Any it could be any animal, but is there something that you just love throwing on the fire and really does it for you at the steakhouse?
Yeah, so we have a signature steak that we use as the spinalis. It's part of the ribeye, but it's kind of the most delicious part. So we love using that, and we sell a crap ton of them.
What is the most challenging part about running a steakhouse? Is it temps? I mean, obviously there's labor and staffing, but like, what really is difficult for you as the CDC running your kitchen?
Yeah, I think probably the most difficult part is just trying to perfect everything as much as possible, trying to get the perfect medium rare or medium or whatever anyone wants every single time, and doing that with consistency.
What I heard is that you started in kitchens when you were very young.
Yeah.
And that you had a dishwashing job, real like old school traditional way to start getting involved in kitchens. You were a dishwasher first, and then you kind of just started working your way up, right?
Right, yeah. I started when I was in high school. I needed some extra cash, so I just started dishwashing and then kind of fell in love with the whole kitchen atmosphere and went to culinary school right after high school and just kept working in kitchens. And now I'm here in Charleston just chilling with you guys.
And you were born in Atlanta. You went to culinary school there. Now you're a chef there. So how has Atlanta changed in your eyes over the last 10 years as it's kind of, even the last 20, as it's really become like a dining destination in addition to it's always been a huge travel destination.
Right.
But now people are really coming for the food as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Atlanta's completely changed from when I first started, or even remember it. There's just so many cool and unique concepts in Atlanta now. We're really, really growing, diversifying, kind of changing the food scene a little bit. And so now I think that competition pushes everyone to be better and better and better. And I think that's awesome.
You're obviously working really hard by the fire. Have you had any time down in Charleston to have a meal, get away, enjoy a little bit of the city? What have you seen and where have you gone out?
Yeah, so we had dinner at The Ordinary, which was awesome in Charleston.
Amazing
spot.
If
you guys have eaten there, go for it. And then kind of just walked around King Street. We did a little walking tour, went out to Isle of Palm yesterday. So we've kind of explored everywhere.
We scored a really, really great day, last day of the festival, and I want you to get back on the grill and start feeding people. So, Jessica, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to chat with us, and thank you to Springer Mountain Farms, and it should just be a couple more minutes for the food, everybody.
Awesome. Enjoy, guys, and I'll see you in about 10 minutes for food.
Enjoy the rest of your festival, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.